We are learning Masechta Chul and Daf Mem Hei Amud Beis, and we are beginning two dots, five lines from the top of Daf Mem Hei Amud Beis. Nikev Alev LeBeis Achol. So another one of the Nikevs we had before, it could be 8, 9 trefes of Nikev. So the lave had a hole, it has to go LeBeis Chalolo. LeBeis Chalolo means, if you look at the heart, it has a very thick skin, a very thick piece of meat, and then inside the valves, there's a hole, the valves, a big hole and a small one. A big chalal and a small chalal of the lave. It has to go into one of those chalal. We'll see in a second. Nikav lave lebeis chalal. The hole has to go through and through. Go through the thickness of the lave, of the heart, into the chalal. By Rav Zera, lebeis chalal. Katan lebeis chalal gadol. To the big one or the small one. There's two valves that are open there. The chalal katan and chalal gadol. Amal abayim. Mayit teboyer lach. Milay tenar. Rav Shimon reymach. Dr. Vaisen Simpainis. Didn't Rav Shimon say that when it comes to the lungs have these bronchi, is the word, Simpainis basically are these looks like veins. Basically, the trachea splits into a bunch of different little spidery veins until it goes into one big one. These are in the lobes, the different lobes of the lungs. So it says that the hole in the lungs can't just go into one of those spidery pipes. It has to go into the main pipe of each lobe. The base has some pinus. So if we're thinking base has some pinus, means the big one. So base chalai also means the big one. Let's go to the simple gadol. So here also should be the same thing. Rav Shimon said the word simpoinos. Lashon Rabban. Will all the branches come into one big pipe inside the lobe? So there makes sense. It means the big lobe because it's simpoinos. Lashon Rabban. So the shafkis simpoinos kulu. What's the difference? The big one, the small one. Either one will be a trefa. If it goes through and through the thick skin of the lave, it goes into the chal, either one will be called a trefa. Kana halev, what's the lach of the kana lave? We'll explain in a second what the kana lave means. But the kana lave, what's the lach of there? What's a shear? Rav ama b'mashu, just like the lave, has shear mashu. Shmuel ama berubai, just like a kana of a windpipe. Shmuel ama berubai. Heinu kana lave, what exactly is a kana lave? So the way it works is that into the lungs comes this big windpipe, and then the big trachea. Now, wrapped around the lung is another pipe that then goes to the heart. So the heart has a pipe going on into the top of the lung as well, and that leads until the liver. So really, the liver, the lungs, and the lave, and the heart are all attached to each other. First of all, it says, Chelev shal gabe tfonis. It's the fat that's on top of the behemoth. Tfanis akadaitach, on top of the size of the behemoth. There's no chias there. How can you have a trefa there with a little hole? Sakadaitach. Also, gabi doifne areya. On top of the reya, there's fat, and that's covering this kana that goes from the heart, wrapping around the reya. It's covered with a piece of fat, and that's what we're talking about, kana alev. Amar memus reid Rav Nachman, tlosa kana yave. There's three pipes. Chad parash aliba. One goes to the heart. Chad parash reya. One goes from the throat until the reya, until the lungs, the chav parsha kavda. One goes to the liver. So what's the lach of three pipes? The reya is kareya. That means has a din of a reya, which is small mashu. The pipe, we learned this before already, and we learned this before in Amud Aleph, that the reya, that the pipe in the reya has a shear of the reya, goes with mashu. The kavda, the liver, kekavda, has a shear of a liver. What's the shear of a liver? We know it's shear of a liver, even if it's gone, it regenerates itself. The liba, the heart, is machlekes. We just said machlekes, right? If it's mashu or roif. And the liba pligi. Now, marachia masti ipcha. He says the opposite. The reya, the pipe inside the reya is kekavda, is like the liver, which means it can regenerate itself. The kavda is kareya, that's a mashu, and the liba pligi. So Rashi's bothered by that. Rashi says that if you're telling me that the reya one can be taken away, he says, it's shver. It's a lishul kama mestavra. Da kamli Rabbi Yechon and Kavaseh. The Malael Nikav lamatim nachazim in the kareya. The Gemara of Aleph said that if it gets a hole in the reya, it's neither in kareya in the pipe. Here we're saying it's like kavda. It says therefore we paskin like lishul kama because it's more mestavra because Rabbi Yechon says like that way. Amar Aleph. Leave a pliga. Also, Rabbi Chiyah by Yosef Amar Shmeitzer Kedurav Kamei the Shmuel. He said over the Rav Shmeitzer that the kono halev is b'mashu from Shmuel. Amalei ihochi am Abba. If Abba said that, which Abba is a chashva term for Rav. He used to call him Abba because Abba was older than him. He says, if Abba said that, then he doesn't know what he's talking about in Trefus because it's not true. It's not a mashu there, it is Rav. Zotimara back to Nishpar Shedra. If Shedra breaks, we said in the Mishnah it's a trefa. Why is that a trefa? You know why? Because the spinal cord breaks with it. Tan Rabbanon, Chut HaShedra, Nifsak Berubai, Divrei Rebbe. Chut HaShedra that gets Nifsak Berubai, that's called a trefa, Divrei Rebbe. Akavayim, I feel Nikiv, if I had a hole in it, that's enough. You don't need Nifsak. So if Machloek is here, Rebbe says Roiv, Yaakov says even Nikev, and Hira Rebbe, you want a Rebbe, Paskin Lechum like Rabbi Yaakov. Amar Rav Huna, Ainah Lach Rabbi Yaakov. We Paskin Roiv. Vekama Roiv. Now how much is Roiv? Now the way this is done, the Chut HaShedra, the Chut HaShedra is a bunch of nerves. It's a skin that wraps around 100 nerves. I don't know the exact number, but a bunch of nerves. A bunch of little strings that are nerves. It's wrapped around with a skin. So roiv of what is called nifsach chut hashedra? Does it mean roiv of the skin around? You count the roiv of skin or the actual nerves inside? So it's a big shiloh over here. The kamarubei rav amar roiv ayroi va'amri lom. Some say roiv meichai and the independent. One says roiv ayroi alone. One says roiv meichai alone. Man dam roiv meichai. So koshkin roiv ayroi. That would be enough to call a tray for why? Because if you take the roiv ayroi around, they'll fall apart. The man dem a roiv ayroi, but roiv meichai mai. What's like roiv meichai? Maybe there it's not a problem. Maybe it regenerates itself. Tashma the Amar Niuli Amar Rav Huna Rubai Shamru roiv ayroi, but mayach the inside, which we're calling mayach, which is those nerves, mayach zeli mailo mayro. Makes no difference. They all grow back. Once you have that around it, you have the pipe itself. You have the chut itself. The inside will regenerate itself. They were checking a trefa, and Badak Barayv Ayri checked Barayv Ayri, because of Barayv Meicha, and he checked Barayv Meicha. He checked both. Amalei, so he asked him, Im Rayv Ayri Kayim, Mayach Zeh, Inim Alamari. He told him, if Rayv Ayri is Kayim, you don't have to check the Mayach. Why don't we check him both? Amar Avachan Amar Rabbi Shubalevi, Nismarech is Pasol. Nismase is Pasol. That means, even though we said that it could be, it's in the mile of Elamirid, but if Nismarech, then it's going as Chut HaShedra. So even if it's Nismarech or Nismaseis, either way it's possible. Which one's what? Ezam Rachav Ezam Sasa. Ham Rachav Kosh Niftach Hakitan. If it pours like a water. Mismas Misva means that if you hold it out, it'll fall down, but it doesn't pour. Kosh Yachal Lamid. It can't stay by itself. Kosh Yachal Lamid. And this mayach that turns into mayim inside the thing, and it comes out, that's a sign of a trefa, and it's even worse than if it gets cut off. Boy Rabbi Yirmiya, Eini Yochalam Mevei Kvedai. Let's say, we said if it falls down, if it can't hold itself up, we said that's called a trefa. What happens if just because it's very heavy, it plops down, but not because it's so soft? May. Is that a sign that it's too tzalol or not? Like Rashi says, "Bekeresu of v'kaved." Avaloinus rachich mefrim. Didn't get soft inside. Ma'ul, is this a chayli who's there shemachbidoy oloy? That's the shiloh of the Gemara, and the Gemara comes out with a teiku. So he says that's the question. Really, is that because of that liquid? Because that sickness that it's so heavy or whatever it is that a problem or not? So and here Rashi speaks out. That Afikav the Mar Mayach Zalamayal Mayrid become Hanimu Bahafrada of Hamracha Loy. It's only if it gets cut off. But Hamracha, that's worse. That's a sign of a very bad sickness. If the Mayach inside is watery, that's a sure problem. Be Rav Amri Nismazes Pasul, like we just learned. Nismazes is kosher. Nismazes means that part of it is missing. Part of it is missing, so then it's also fine because it'll regrow back. It's a trefa. So we're not any smaset ma. Don't be gross to smazes. The smazes is more again, which means it got watery and got juicy inside. That's a problem. For the Gemara, ain't divah Levi av Yosef ve masusa. He was one time in a bathhouse, and he saw a person a masusa. I think it's a bathhouse. Chazal hu gavra the tire of the race. Someone's head that had his big bang on it. Oma, he says, Nismas is Moichididan. So he says, this guy's head is Nismas, is missing part of his spinal cord. So Lav Lechaya, it means that he's not going to live on by. No, Lelema Shayna Moichid, he's not going to be able to have children. Now, Tyson's bothered us now. What was the Kasha? We know when it comes to a head wound, is a neck of Mashu. Mashu Chut HaShedra is Beroiv. So maybe Taka, a guy with a head wound like that, that is missing some of his brain, it's a problem. You know why? Because that's a brain. But here with the Chut HaShedra, what kind of dimion is that? Tosef Blav Shver, Tosef Masel Smazes. says Tema L'Rivam. The Maisi Raya, the bottom tie says Tema L'Rivam. The Maisi Raya Memoyach the Roish the Shiru B'nei Kavashu Lemoyach Chutas Shadra the Shiru Ruben Oshayches. Ad Hechan Chutas Shadra. Until where does the Chutas Shadra of an animal go? Until where is Chutas Shadra? How far down does it go? To the tail? On Rabbi Moshmul Ad Bein Aproshes. Until between the Bein Aproshes. So Rashi explains that at the end of the animal, on top of the thighs, before the tail, it starts branching out. The nerves branch out of the Chut HaShadra. And there's like three of them. The first one, A, branches out. Then you have B branch out, and C branch out. And in between A, B, and C, there's a few etzbayos. So until between the process. Now, we don't know which process. Is it between A and B, between B and C? Well, what does it mean, Bein HaProshes? What exactly does it mean? So tomorrow, Avdim Bar Yitzchak, Avakal Mayel Amezel Bein Chazayi, he's going to Bein Chazayi. So Asla Kamei de Rabbi Yehuda, Amalei Lech Vilimar Bein HaProshes Hecha. Show me exactly where the Bein HaProshes, I want to know where the Chut HaShadra goes to. Amalei, Zil Aisli Gedi, bring me a Gedi. Va'achvila, I'll show it to you. Aisli Gedi Shemeni, bring me a fat Gedi. Now, they didn't have time to take apart the Gedi, that's what Rashi speaks out. They couldn't, it was this one was a shachter already, but they didn't have to take it apart to look inside. Because they had to leave it on the way to Bechazar, you couldn't have time. So you want to show it from the outside, because on the outside you could tell, it's white a little bit, you could tell those nerves, you could tell from the outside. But he said, no, this one's too fat, you can't tell. You can't tell. Isaac Dishmane, I'm like, bliya tvei, it's too fat, it's bliya inside, bliya dia, you can't tell. So Isaac Kachush, he brought him a weak one. I'm like, this was no good, blitan tvei. This one is too, the bone is pushing it too much, and it makes it too soft, and you can't see it anymore. Also, because it got too pressed on, and now it's too soft. So Amalei, so I'll tell you, we can't tell in real life. I don't have to tell you Torah Shabbat Peh. Amalei Ta'ag Merach Gemara. Hachi Amashmuel. Ad Achas Trefa. Until, if it gets snapped, until the first place where it separates, to two directions, that's a Trefa. Shlishis Iksheira. The third knot where it goes two directions is kosher. Shnei ani yodea. I'm not sure the second one. And we have a big question in between. We'll start with this tomorrow's shir. In between, what's the shir? What does it mean? From one knot to another knot? We have to explain this better. But it comes out, that's what the Bein HaProshes are. The back of the animal where the Chut HaShadra spreads into these, it goes different directions three times. And that's the shayla. That's the Bein HaProshes. Eventually, tomorrow's shir, we'll start again from here and go through the sugya of Bein HaProshes.